Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wait. Are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Coming up on TMS, at some point, everybody in Utah will touch Mitt's junk.
I don't like infected coffee.
Don't eat fish-flavored ice.
Pubic of the leftists.
Fecal matter, you're soaking in it.
Death Star whiskey.
A bad moon rising colonoscopy.
I loved it, even though I almost puked.
I don't hate old people. I just want them to eat me.
Pee where you sit.
Tool du jour.
Hey, get your bum checked.
3D puberty. Props with Bill.
Enunciating words with Stephen and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Many years ago, this was our town, USA. Our family and neighbors lived in the most beautiful land that man would ever see. One day, some tourists stopped by on their way west. They were as excited about our beautiful location as we were. A little too excited. In fact, they were thoughtless and wasteful.
Wait out on that bench. Do you understand?
This is The Morning Stream asking, do dogs have brains? Because I really want to know.
Good morning. It's Monday, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's June 7th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Good morning, Brian.
Hello, and welcome to the 7th of June.
Yeah, it's, you know, what's the 7th? Anything famous today?
Nothing,
probably not.
Nothing famous on the 7th that I know. Yeah. Oh, no, there's something. There's something on the calendar.
Oh, what do you got?
I can't read it because it's blocked here. Oh, it's a... Oh, this is an Irish public holiday.
What?
Congratulations, Claire. It's
That's very nice.
It is also the Queen's birthday in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And Western Australia Day.
Back in 1654, Louis the 15th. Sorry, no, that's the 15th.
I love his 14th. Couch.
Louis the 14th became King of France on that day in
Well, there you
54.
Go.
Yeah,
see, there's so much that happened on on the 7th.
On this day.
Claire, you have to work on June 7th in Ireland. You still have to work even though it's listed here as a public holiday.
Yeah, y'all should take that one
off. Pubic holiday. Oh,
it's just for the pubic of the leftists.
Pubic holiday. It's a pubic of the leftists.
Let's look at look at this. The decisive Battle of Midway ended World War II on this day in 1942. That's a big deal.
There you go.
And then finally, some birthdays, famous ones. French painter and sculptor Paul Guillon was born in 1848, but he's dead, so who cares about him? Let's talk about these people that are alive still. Welsh singer Tom Jones, born in 1940.
Oh, what's new, pussycat?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right. You know him from that one. Irish-American actor Liam Neeson was born with a very special set of skills in 1952.
Liam Neeson's was born on this day?
Yeah, 52.
Oh.
And then Mike Pence. Born in 1960.
Well, crap. You had to screw everything up, didn't you, Scott? You just had to blow it.
Oh, Michael Cera. We'll give him that one. 88.
All right, 1988. Yes, come back to Michael Cera.
Yeah, that's fun to look at these things not every day, but
it
some days.
Totally is.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Got a lot to talk about, a lot to do, a lot to do. We got a very busy weekend. My whole week's going to be hell this week. It's just so much. I have stuff scheduled every minute of every day, it feels like. And I don't know why I did that to myself, but I did. It's my fault. It's just jam-packed, and it's fine. In sort of anticipation of that, we decided on Sunday to just take a nice leisurely day, like you do on the only day I've really got off. And so I took Kim and the kids two of the kids, Carter and Taylor, and then Dylan was there for a little bit, but he had to go for work thing, and then the baby. And we went to Chinatown. Yeah, that's right. Salt Lake City has a Chinatown, technically. Although, but this is the funny thing about Chinatown. There are Chinese restaurants, a market, some other cool stuff in there that are Chinese. But it's mostly Korean stuff and stuff from Vietnam and like a pho place over here and a kimchi place over here. And it's very like Asian. There's a curry place. Like even so, we even got India in there. It's just
that
very
kind of
Asian.
Is the way it is, right? I mean, you get like Chinatown, at least in some, I think San Francisco probably takes their Chinatown much more seriously than some cities do. Because our Chinatown is kind of the same way. It's like, all right, if it's kind of like a general Asian town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it was packed with everybody. Well, I will say this. We were there and it was like tons of people. Amazing adherence to mask standards because I think the Asians are used to it. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. When we were like
we're expecting that, by the way. When we go to Japan in January,
oh yeah,
we are 100% just no matter what's going on pandemic wise, we're probably going to be wearing our masks all the time whenever we're not eating or in our hotel or anything like that, or
that's what
maybe outside on the street. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Now they should call it just Asia Town or something, but the name of the thing and outside they have a giant structure that looks like an ancient Chinese secret. And it has, you know, it says Chinatown on it. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do to change it.
Like a Japanese Shinto gate kind of thing?
Kind of like that, but very Japanese. Yeah, Chinese. Very Chinese, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what to call it. But
more ornate, gold and red. And
it was funny, though, because, you know, it's easy for us. Brian and I, a couple white guys living in the inner mountain west. We're it's mostly us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's guys like us. It's a lot of people like us. That's who lives out here.
Yeah. People like us.
Yeah. Once in a while, you're like, oh, there's a guy from Tonga, and check out that lady. She's black. And also, that guy over there is Asian. Sweet. But most of us are these white guys. That's how it is out here. In Chinatown, we were the only white people. And I was,
it was
great because it was this feeling of like, oh, right, that's how that feels. It feels, you get a taste of what it feels like to be a minority. And not in like the, you know, no one's giving us crap. We're not, you know, we're not being discriminated against. I don't mean in that level, but just that feeling of like, oh, right. We're quite literally not the dominant
complexion. We're in the minority in this area.
I mean, in the whole world, really, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So anyway, we got pho and it was amazing. They had amazing pho at this place, like real legit, like amazing stuff. The chef in the back's this dude from Vietnam makes this amazing pho. So we had that, and we had that. What else did we eat? Oh, we got some kimchi at the thing. There was also a Korean bakery there, so we got some of these weird Korean red bean paste bakery things. And hung around the market there for a bit.
So Koreans do the stuff with the red bean, too? I know that's big. That's big for the Japanese people, the red bean paste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Koreans love the red bean paste.
They do, too? Okay.
Yeah, my brother likes to smear it on everything, it feels like. Anyway, I didn't know this place existed. This was all new to me because I just never knew about it. It's kind of in a part of the town that you don't consider. It's kind of just dumpy. A lot of old car, like used cars, dealerships and stuff all up and down that part of the strip. And they just sort of like, I don't know if any of this is interesting to me. And right nestled in there is this amazing oasis of incredible Asian food, Asian markets, Asian products. It was awesome. I highly recommend it. Especially if you already live here and didn't know this existed, just go in there and get you some. It was fantastic. Okay.
That's cool.
Here's the other thing.
It's funny. We had ramen Saturday night.
Oh, very nice. Look at us with the new.
We had our 29th anniversary yesterday, Tina and I. And
congratulations.
Thank you. You guys are right around this time too, aren't you?
Yeah. It's August. So we got
August. Okay.
A month or two, but yeah. pretty close.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so we went to one of our favorite restaurants here in Denver. It's one I've taken a few tadpoolers to when they were in town, but it's called Osaka Ramen, and it's in what's called the Rhino District, which is River North, R-I-N-O. And it's a huge arts district, and they've even, like, they've got all sorts of, like, the bicycle icons on the ground. You know, usually the spray painted thing that shows you where a bike lane is, is a rhino on a bicycle.
Oh, wow.
It's a really, really fun area, and lots of good restaurants in there. But, you know, my crazy neighbor, we were at a thing with him Saturday afternoon, a birthday party for some people across the street. Yeah. And we said, well, we're not eating because we're going out for our anniversary tonight. And he says, oh, where are you going? I said, oh, Osaka Ramen. He's like, what? That's like a, you don't put on a jacket for that place. It's like, no. Just happens to be one of our favorite restaurants in Denver. It doesn't have to be like a, oh, anniversary, we have to go to a place where you put a jacket on.
Oh, I am so with you on this. I can't stand that expectation. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Go where you want.
Exactly.
That's great. So good ramen, I assume. You guys had a nice
Such incredible ramen. And we get in there, and it's like usually you have to wait outside for a table, and it's like 15 up to 35, 45 minutes sometimes waiting for a table. We go down there, we get right in, and it's like, wow, all right, what's going on with this place? And I'm thinking, geez, did something happen here? And, you know, the bad Yelp score recently or something? And so we asked our server, and she says, oh, no, it's 90 degrees outside. People don't immediately think ramen.
Oh, yeah, the hot month's probably a little slower for ramen.
Yeah, not quite as popular for ramen at
They seemed a little they seemed surprised we ordered pho as well. The one guy said, oh, very warm weather for pho, he says. And then he just took the order. I'm like, okay.
I say soup is good any time of the year.
Soup is good food is the best of coming.
give me a nice chili bowl of gazpacho, too, in the summer months. I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, Brian likes his gazpacho. All right. So the other thing we did. Ow. Kim and I decided it was movie night. And we didn't want to go to a theater, so we decided, hey, what's on? We got stuff. Let's see a thing. Mm-hmm. May as well use this TV that I spent good stimulus money on. And we fired up one of Brian's recommendations and watched Greenland. Now, I will tell you, going into this, your review was solid, and I thought, okay, well, I'll get into this. That seems like a thing I'll like.
Yeah, better than adequate action movie. In a time where we don't get as many action movies like this.
Exactly. Movie
Big,
came out
dumb, loud action movies.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Came out in 2020 originally, would have come out right around the time in theaters before stuff got shut down, but it got kind of lost in that shuffle. I'm here to tell you, I think Brian way undersold that movie. I think it's awesome. I think it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, disaster films, and I don't even know why I liked it that much.
What? Really?
Yeah, I really liked it. Like, I can't think of another disaster movie I like more. I like it better than any of the stuff that the What's Their Brothers did, like Independence Day or 2012 or any of that. I like it, of those movies, this is a trillion times better. I like it better than... I'm trying to think
of some like great recent disaster films.
Like even old ones. I'm trying to think of some. I can't think of any right now. But like Deep Impact, Armageddon, all that. I like this better than all of those.
Whoa, better than Armageddon? Okay, now you're talking crazy.
And I like Armageddon, but I like Armageddon for a different reason. And here's why I think you undersold it. This is not a typical disaster film at all.
Right. No, that's one of the first things I said about it is that, this is not your, we're constantly running from holes opening up in the ground, and just when we think we're safe, another thing is happening.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it has some of the trappings of the genre, but for the most part, it's this much more on-the-ground personal story about a family and stuff going on around them, and I think the acting's really good. I think maybe Gerard Butler given his best performance maybe I've ever seen that I can think of. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not known for, he's kind of known for being like kind of one note, but they let him just have his accent in this and they played to it. And that was great. I thought Marina Baccarin was amazing in this. I thought she was really, really good. I liked her anyway, but I thought she was great in this.
Not predictable at all that this couple that's on the outs, I almost don't want to give anything away.
Which part though? When you say predictable, what do you mean? Like,
happens to these crazy kids at the end of the film?
Oh, yeah. But what I liked about it is it didn't jam that stuff in my throat. And instead, it told it over time. So
yeah, okay.
In the beginning, you knew there was trouble, but you didn't know why. They don't explain the relationship issues at all. They just are like awkward and it's weird and the kid's coming over from school and she's on the treadmill and he just doesn't know what to say. And you're like, what's their deal? Why are they upset? And then as time passes, you get little pieces of what happened and a little more of what happened. And it's really late in the film that you find out why they were separated in the first place. And that's by the time they get to Stick or whatever his name is, Scott Glenn.
And, right, By the way,
Scott Glenn is my closest encounter I ever had with a celebrity that wasn't, you know, some Nerdtacular related thing. So I was at the airport.
Closer
once.
Than brushing Mitt Romney's junk?
No, that was the closest. Yeah,
and as you can't really get closer than that.
Yeah, but it felt so like, I don't know. It felt like. That was going to happen at some point because he lives here. I don't know why that scene was.
Right. At some point, everyone in Utah will touch Mitt's junk.
Yeah, that was going to happen at some point. But in this case, it was at the airport. He was in a trench coat, dressed. Just, you know, he was trying to be all incognito.
And Scott Glenn.
This is years and years ago, but he ran past everybody as if they were going to, like, full on... You know, look, it's Scott Glenn, but nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. They just
he's got such an everyman look. It's like, you know, he can probably get away with that more than other actors.
Mm-hmm. And that was like the late 80s. So he was a lot younger. And I don't know how many people really knew him then. He was in Silverado and about a few other things, but a few the right stuff, I guess he was in that. But anyway, point is, I liked how they've doled that story out over time. I liked that these weren't people making stupid decisions constantly.
Yes.
The world was affecting them. So they were having that horrendous experience in the car with who she thought were nice people. I also liked that the movie kept coming back to, hey, by the way, there are nice people. Like those, there are the Mr. Rogers look for the helpers in this world. And they're not all douchebags trying to get their own thing.
Right. Yeah.
I really liked it. Like, a lot liked it. Like, a lot, Brian. A lot.
All right, so enthusiastic thumbs up from Scott.
Very much so. Must have hit me at the right time or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, must have. Which is good. I mean, you know, everyone's going to like things differently, so.
Yeah.
Really that's good. It. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Imagine how you're going to feel about Parasite.
I know, right? Man, when I finally get around to that, let's see if Brian undersold that one as well.
Impossible. I don't think, if anything, I've way oversold it.
Well, tell me what I'm doing this Saturday, because speaking of weekends, we got something coming up.
Yeah. Well, since you're not going to be watching Parasite, we might as well get you for this. It's we're having a Demeo. I don't even know how to pronounce this. And I know they say it at the beginning of the game, and I forgot how she said it. Mm. But Demeo, a live stream to benefit Alzheimer's research. Listen to this lineup of stars. It's a cavalcade of stars. Mm. Night of 6 stars.
Whoa.
5 stars.
It's a lot of stars. Jeez.
It's still a lot of stars. Brian Dunaway, Stephen Schleicher, two people you're going to hear on the show today. Nicole Spagnolo. And then, of course, me and Scott. We're going to be playing the game Demeo.
Let's put it this way. Everyone will be playing it but me for reasons I'm not even going to get into. I'm just going to say how pissed I am at this device right here, right now. I'm so mad at my headset. I just want to huck it across the room. Damn thing.
Anyway. Damn it.
It won't run. I can't get it to run. Long story short, my Quest doesn't work, and I can't figure out why. And it
sucks. I wonder if you can still get, is it under warranty, you think? Like, can you send it?
I think so, because it's what they give you a year. Honestly, I think it either got, because there's kind of a scuff on here I don't remember. I think somebody maybe dropped it and didn't say anything. I don't know who would have done
really?
That. I mean, it could have been Van down here for all I know, but, or. The battery, I did have a long period of time of no charge, and it's entirely possible that battery, sometimes lithium ions are like, nope, sorry, you didn't charge it,
I'm not going to take it, nope. Yeah,
but I can't get power to do anything either, so that's why I wasn't sure it was that. But anyway, don't worry about me. The reason I'm going to be there is I'm going to manage the stream.
Yeah, I'll be there which is even better. Like, you're going to be, because we're going to have headsets on, you're going to be able to, you're going to be our voice from the from the chat room too, right? So like, not only will you be commentating on what we're doing and giving us advice and saying, oh, don't go into that room, but you'll be able to say, oh, Clark Gack wants to know why you're not using your health spell.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we'll have all kinds of interactivity we wouldn't have otherwise. So I'm happy to do it, and it'll be way fun. So
exactly. Clark, but, you know, you can always donate now. You don't have to wait until then, but you can donate now by going to tiny.cc/CovervilleALZ2021. That's right. It's tiny.cc/CovervilleALZ, short for Alzheimer's, 2021. By the way, they, you know, we're not covering this in the news, but they've got a new medicine that they're testing right now that clears the plaque that grows in the brain that seems to cause Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're making big strides. Like, we will probably, because of people like our great donors, we will probably see a cure for Alzheimer's in our lifetimes.
Well, that's great to hear that. You never hear about big jumps. Sounds like an actual legit one. That's good.
I know. It's cool to see that. So please, we can only do it if you donate. So please go donate now.
Apparently, this game is going to eventually have a non-VR mode.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're actually working on it right now, a two-dimensional, like, you know, play it on your PC still as a in the same group kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's cool.
We did a, so Schleicher, Dunaway, and I did a test game. We can pull him in while we're talking about this.
Yeah,
but we did a test game yesterday afternoon. Did the first level of a regular game. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, is this thing a freaking blast.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear it, because, you know.
And Steven's all over. Like, he's already, like, unlocked new skins for his dice and new skins for his character. And
well, he's a tabletop lord. This sounds like his jam. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dunaway, did you enjoy your time so far?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. I enjoyed it immensely, even though I did feel like I was going to puke by the end. But hey.
Awesome. I can't wait for Saturday then. That'll be good. Right.
I usually don't get sick from those kind of things, but it's a lot more looking down than I thought. We do a lot because you're looking at a virtual board.
Yeah.
And I end up looking down a lot. I found out I could actually tilt the table and look at it like directly in front of me, which helps some.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, looking down all the time is...
whatever reason, the Quest, when it was working, is the first VR experience I ever had where I didn't get any kind of motion stuff. That thing causes me no problems at all. So it's interesting to find a trick there, like looking down can cause issues or whatever.
Right. Like I said, I rarely have had any issues with you know, feeling dizzy or nauseous, but... I think after about an hour of looking down, I was like, oh, what is, whoa.
Yeah, the flip the table up thing definitely makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'm looking forward to it. Let's play a game. Speaking of games, we're going to play this game. It's called Battle Royale. And today is one of those where we have Brian Dunaway here, as you heard his voice. And we're going to mess around with some folks that physically are not here, Brian, right? Is that what we're doing?
That's right. They are physically not here. They are corporeal. They are in the ether. They are ghosts.
Whoa.
They're all like Sam Wheat. That's what they are. Welcome to The Morning Squirm, a back-and-forth trivia game where our players will match wits on topics that Cliff Clavin would have offered up at the Cheers bar. Scott and Brian will take turns answering multiple-choice trivia questions that will make you squirm. And if they get it wrong, well, the other player gets a point. The first player to five wins the prize for their contestant. And contestants, like we said, are pulled from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott is going to be playing for Ed in New Brunswick, and Brian is going to be playing for Fact Checker Fred. So it's Ed versus Fred.
No.
Fact Checker Fred from Mars.
Ed versus
Fact Checker Fred. He's going to be on it.
No, I like this. Ed v. Fred. This is amazing.
It's Ed v. Fred.
Yes. Drop dead Fred E. Fred. Drop dead. I'm too sexy for my shirt. I can't remember the name of the band.
Yeah. Anyway. It's Drop Dead Fred. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Drop Dead
right
Fred.
Right said Fred. Right Drop said Dead Fred was
the movie.
The movie with what's his face from The Young Ones. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
We need to sack that. So that is
we
on our
totally
list.
Need to, because it's Phoebe Cates and God, the only name, so I know it's not Mick Hucknall was lead singer of Simply Red. It's something like that. Mick Hucknall. Hmm. What's that guy? Rick Mayall. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Rick Mayall.
I'll have to believe
it. Oh, it's on HBO Max. That can't be right.
Is it?
What?
Is it someplace?
Is it?
Get out of here.
Come on now. We should watch it. Let's do it.
We should watch it.
Get on that list.
Get
it on that list. All right. Well, sweet. Sure. What are they playing for, by the way? What are they going to win?
Oh, yeah. If they win, the winner gets two games from the Steam library, Euro Truck Simulator 2 and This War of Mine Final Cut. But our runner-up still gets something for, quote-unquote, participating. They're going to get the Titan Quest Anniversary.
Okay. I got to say, straight across the board, excellent three games today. These are all...
Oh, good.
Yeah, top-shelf stuff. Euro Truck Simulator, as much as people may laugh at it, enormously popular and really, really huge.
Who's laughing at it?
No one is.
Cool.
This War of Mine, amazing game. If you've never played it, totally good. Cool. Great game. And then Titan Quest, one of the greatest action RPGs ever made. I'm awesome. Super, super jazzed. This is good.
Well, big thanks to Zaki, Z-A-K-I, for sending these codes. All right. Let's do a coin flip. I will let Brian Dunaway call in the air. I've got the Love the Show, though, TMS Vegas challenge coin right here. Mm-hmm. This side, of course, has heads, so it's going to be heads.
Got two heads.
This side is tails.
Yep.
Brian Dunaway, you can call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails.
No, tails it is. Ding, 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 ding. Sweet.
Scott gets the first question.
All right.
It's we're focusing on things that make Scott Johnson puke today. All our questions.
Not a lot does. I haven't barfed since 05, but all right, go ahead.
What grossed Scott out the most, I guess, is what our topic is today. If you've got to go number two in a public bathroom, this stall is typically the cleanest. Your choices are the one closest to the bathroom entrance, the one in the middle, or the one furthest from the door, since few people make it that far, or D, they're all equally disgusting, so just pick one and go for it.
Oh, depends on where you're at, but I'm guessing statistically... I have a lot of luck with the middle one, so I'll say the middle one, because I feel like a lot of kids rush to the first one. A lot of people who are really laying down track are going to the far one, and it doesn't matter whether it's a handicap one or not. They're just, like, in there. And then the middle one is the one that gets skipped over because they think, do I see a pair of shoes? I'm not sure I do. I'll use one of these other ones. I think number two. I think it's the second one.
It's number two for number two.
Yeah.
Number two for number two. No, believe it or not, most people think like you, Scott, so they avoid they go to the middle one and make it more disgusting.
Damn it.
People really? Avoid the closest one to the door is typically, statistically, the cleanest.
Damn it.
Really interesting.
So a point for Brian Dunaway.
Yeah, well done.
Interesting. Well done.
Or bad right. on me. No one did anything good. I did bad. All right, go ahead.
We'll go over to Brian Dunaway for question number two. Or I guess we could stay with... No, we'll alternate. This is more fun. According to a university's microbiology study, 20% of office coffee cups are infected with... You work in an office, don't you? Do you guys all share coffee cups at your office, or do you bring everybody's?
Absolutely. Are you through with that? Thanks, man. No, we don't. We have our own coffee cups. Don't be just crazy, man.
Okay. All right. 20% of office coffee cups are infected with A, saliva from multiple users. B, foot and mouth disease. C, fecal matter. Or D, oral herpes.
Okay, I think it's going to be fecal matter because it seems like every time I see a research, there's always fecal matter on everything. It's like you can't even get away from fecal matter, no matter what you do. I'm covered in it right now.
As a matter of fact.
Because employees are taking their coffee cups into the bathroom with them. And
They're touching their butts, and then they're touching the mugs, just rubbing all over them. You know how people do.
Pootown, USA.
Absolutely correct. Fecal matter is the correct answer.
Damn it.
Please go wash your mugs.
It just seemed too obvious. The only one that it could be. The only one on there that it could be, or the one that seems obvious, is like, oral herpes, because it's your mouth, you're touching
right,
the thing.
Right, right, right. Yeah, people with cold sores, just, you know.
But the one with, like, multiple people's saliva is not an infection. It's just a thing. It's just a thing.
It's
gross.
Saliva's so easy to get off.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. That's a good one.
All right. Okay, well, we talked about Disneyland recently. Which ride at we're going to go back to Scott for this one.
Yeah.
Which ride at Disneyland is the most popular place for guests to dump the ashes of loved ones?
So,
somebody dies, their wish is to be have their ashes dumped in Disneyland. Which ride is it going to happen the most? Is it Haunt Inside Haunted Mansion? B, in the water of It's a Small World. C, in the dark during Space Mountain. Or D, over the side of Big Thunder Mountain Railway. A railroad.
Oh. This one's hard.
It is hard.
And there's none for in the face of your
there's
enemy?
None for the Star Wars, right. There's none for in the Dole Whip in Adventureland.
I mean, I would love it if it was that Space Mountain one.
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
Because Space Mountain sounds funny, like just whipping that stuff around
right.
in there.
Oh my God, I know, right?
But
yeah, just the that cloud of you just ash.
You'd get too busted. They'd get you for that. So yeah. I'm going to say it's probably the water in the...
The water and It's a Small World.
Yeah, because you can kind of be sneaky in there. It gets dark in places. It feels like you could just reach over the thing and go doo, 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 and be done. So I'm going to say that.
It is Haunted Mansion.
What?
People take advantage of the dark. I mean, really, I guess if I had my choice of all of these rides, I'd probably want to be dumped into
if you believe you have a soul, it's like perfect. Now I can haunt the Haunted Mansion.
Oh my God, right. Wait till that part where it goes around through the graveyard and the grim grinning ghosts, and you just dump it there, and it's like, it's a graveyard.
Now I'm part of it.
Yeah. Now Brian's going to
be... when I die and they cremate me, I want you to spread me in the into the faces of my enemies.
Oh,
okay.
That's like not as bad as... That's worse than mine, where I just want to be in brownies for old people. That's what I
want. Oh, gross. Why do you hate old people, Scott?
I don't. I just want them to eat me. That's all. I don't hate them.
Just eat me.
Yeah, eat me. I don't hate you. Just eat me.
I guess the best way to do it too would be like Andy Dufresne, where you've got the ashes in your pant legs and
just dump it
just
out.
Just shake your leg out and
Andy Dufresne. Yeah,
just stick your leg out the side of the little pill people mover thing.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't that that train ride thing because no one rides that. So I knew that was
Plus, it would be a mess.
It would be a mess. Either of the roller coasters would be just like this cloud of ash. Yeah, it would be really obvious. Yeah. All right.
Damn it.
Back over to Brian for this one. You know, your favorite restaurant looks clean, but germs live on every surface. Which restaurant item has more germs and bacteria than the toilet in the men's room?
Oh, wow.
Is it A, the bread basket? B, the check holder? Ooh. C, the menu? Or D, the little bowl of complimentary mints that you find as you walk out the door?
This is a good one.
Okay, right. So those are good. So this is my theory. Mm-hmm. Not the checkbook, because generally you pee after you pay the check, but...
Really?
I pee during the... I'll pee during if I need to.
I'll pee during the meal, sometimes I'll pee while I'm waiting for the food.
Yeah.
You'll go to the bathroom, right? You don't just like...
No, just pee where you sit.
Just sit there and...
Yeah, you just pee.
Okay,
I try to arc it over into the bread basket. See?
Well, okay, I'm realizing now that I can't depend on what I do to be the norm. So I'm going to go... Yeah, I don't put your hand in those mints, man. I think that's a bad idea.
You think it's the mints?
I think kids are grabbing that and they don't wash their hands, and I think it's full of everything.
Good guess. Believe it or not, no, it is the menu. A lot of people in the chat room were guessing menu. Yeah, the menu just doesn't often get cleaned. So, you know, I'm okay with this new... QR code menu business. Boy, COVID sure resurrected the QR code, doesn't it?
Everywhere except for the this pho place. They had regular old menus.
Oh, really? Regular old menus?
Yeah, and I had that thought while I was getting them. I'm like, these are probably really gross as I'm holding them.
you ever do stupid crap when you're out? And
all
like,
the time.
Like the menus. I'm really bad about talking to somebody, and a lot of these menus are huge, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're like looking over top of them at the other person having a discussion, and you just slowly kind of put the menu against your face and
your cheek.
Lips.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what am I doing?
Yep.
What am I doing?
Yeah, I get too comfortable. Yeah. I get too comfortable. Yeah, I'm all for QR codes and all that business. Way better.
Yeah. Got no problem with that.
Yep.
All right, Scott, you get the last question here. Brian has already gotten he's gotten 3 points, so really it's you're just doing this for bragging rights or great. save face a little bit.
Great. Save face.
All right, back to germs. You may think your kitchen is clean, Scott, yeah. But oh. This place has more germs than your toilet. Is it A, the faucet, B, the ice cube maker, C, the dishwasher, or D, the counters?
Okay, I remember hearing something about this, but now I'm torn on that ice maker. I know gets gross. And the dishwasher, which seems so... The reason I remember this is because it seems so counterintuitive. Because mm-hmm. It's washing things. You think, oh, that's a very clean place.
Right.
But it gets all of this like stuff on the outer rim of it from the wash. And then mm-hmm. It sits there for days. And there's no wonder your dog wants to lick it. So I'm going to say the dishwasher.
Nice.
You had it and you ran away from
it. Damn it!
It is the ice cube maker.
Ah. Yeah.
And nobody ever thinks to clean the ice cube maker.
No.
And sometimes that water just sits there. And
ours broke. Yeah. Plus, it's kind of smelled like fish for a while.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I was okay with it breaking. I was like, okay, I'm done eating, drinking fish water. That wasn't great.
They make
Tina, for
our
anniversary,
for
by the way, got me an ice cube tray that makes Death Star ice cubes.
Ooh,
they're like
those.
Big
those are awesome.
Death Star ice cubes. So it's perfect for whiskey. Like, you know, basically slow melting in your whiskey kind of ice
so
cubes.
You're not like pouring like orange juice in it or Kool-Aid and then covering it up with saran wrap and putting toothpicks in it.
Oh, those are the old days, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I remember doing that all the time in the summer.
Yeah. Time for timer.
Yeah, that was great. So hold on a second.
Oh,
so my sister's makes round ice cubes, but that's way cooler to get them in the shape of a Death Star. I like your idea.
Yeah. You mean, does her ice maker make round ice cubes,
does,
or she
yeah.
just has an ice cube tray that makes round ice
no,
cubes?
No, she's got this fancy freaking fridge that does everything it does is cool, but one of the things it does is push out these perfectly round little ice cubes. They're right.
Oh, wow.
Cubes,
okay, that's
balls.
Cool.
Little guy in there, like, yeah. Patting them out like snowballs.
It's really nice, but it's...
Show me the ice, the refrigerator that makes Sonic ice, and then we'll be talking.
Now we're in.
Yeah.
Now we're
talking. All right, so congratulations going to fact checker Fred from Mars. He's going to get Euro
that's
Truck Simulator and this War of Mine final cut. But... you know, Ed in New Brunswick not going home empty-handed. He is going to get a copy of Titan Quest Anniversary.
Very nice. Well done. I love it when we can give some people who can't.
What does Hallmark say you get for the Titan Quest Anniversary? Is it?
Who knows? It's you get a bit. You get a worthless bow.
Ammunition?
You have to go sell the bow when you find a vendor. That's it.
There you go.
By the way, this fridge is called the LG InstaView Door in Door with Craft Ice. It's the Craft Ice part.
Craft.
And this is their this is their marketing ploy or the words. Be a baller with next level entertaining.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Nope.
Ice baller.
Yep. Yep.
That's the worst marketing ever. How do I get one?
It lets you do it lets you do round, cubed, and crushed. So you get three options there.
Nice.
And they also
okay,
have
okay, so I thought I had it all figured out. I'm like trying to figure out the magic of how he did round. And I thought, well, I got that. But now they're doing cubed too. And I'm like, how do you have cubed and round in the same machine?
Yeah, it's some kind of weird. Well, it's an expensive fridge is the thing.
Well, I'm sure they just got two little trays. I'm sure it's not as complicated as we're making it.
And
I'm
it's
sure
all it's super like, well, not just, I keep saying expensive. It is expensive, but it's super.
Anything smart. More than $1,000 to keep your food cold, that's expensive.
It's like uber smart. Like, mm-hmm. It's going to tie to your phone. You're going to have it all, you know, echo enabled and all that BS.
Right.
There's a window
it's
in front.
Tell you like, oh, you are running low on milk. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel like we're getting too. Oh, look at that ball getting made. That's cool. Sorry, I'm watching video
is
now.
That the video?
Yeah. Those look like you'd like those, Brian, in your liquor drinks. That's what
I
those
probably
look like.
Would. Yeah.
I wonder if those are like Minority Report ice balls.
Look at the size of that screen on the. No, that's just that's a clear window.
Yeah, it's a window, but yeah. It's got like a lighting thing going on. I guess I don't know. I got to go to my sister's and check it out.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't think she appreciates
it. It is so cool, but it's so overthinking the fridge.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, it's so overthinking. That's the thing, because what else are you going to do now? People need a reason to change their fridges, unless they're crap and they just break all the time. I don't know. We live in a weird time.
What if your fridge could order through Alexa because it sees that the milk is almost empty?
Dude, they have that. That's a thing.
Check this out.
Check this out. My grandma bought a iron back in, you know, for ironing clothes back in like 56. That iron still freaking works.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Yeah. Nobody makes a product where they're like, we hope this lasts 100 years. They don't do that. They make it.
We have a blender
break.
That's like that. And this thing is just amazing.
Yeah. They want to make it and break it now so that you have to go spend and buy again. And the way normally like phone manufacturers have a little smarter idea, because they're like, all right, yes, it's still a little bit of planned obsolescence, but it's not breaking. It's, we're going to give you a ton of features that you can't get on the two generations behind. But with fridges and like, what I'm saying is it's happening to everything. Batten down the hatches.
All the time.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. Brian Dunaway, as always, a pleasure to work with you to give people cool stuff. And congratulations to our winners. Oh, wait. Here.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Well done. And sorry, Ed. I tried real hard, but you still got an incredible game. So no complaint there. May New Brunswick be all the better for it. Dunaway, tomorrow you and I are going to do an episode of The Boop Show, which is going to be great because we missed last week, and I'm very excited to get back to it. What's your game? Give us a preview. What'd you get?
Absolutely. So I've been playing Insurmountable. It is a survival game where there's randomly generated hex stones in a mountain range that you have to navigate to make it to the summits. Mm. Along the way, you run into events that try to stop you.
Mm.
No.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Not but it's events. Way
cool. Not events. Oh, man.
It's called Insurmountable and it's on Steam now.
That sounds cool.
It's a lot of fun. Now, we're also going to have a lot to talk about because this past weekend there was the Indie Expo in Japan and then Guerrilla Collective 2021, which is more indie game news. So there's tons of indie game news for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a big, big week for indie gamers, even if you didn't know it. And we've got E3 right around the corner with all that entails. So there's lots coming up. So keep your eyes on the prize. I was going to tell you the name of the game I'm going to review, but I can't find the damn name. So I guess I won't be telling you.
It's game number one in your notes.
It's called... Do I have it here? I might have it here. Hold on. Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, I'll talk about it on Boop. That'll be tomorrow. 3:30 Mountain Time. Check it out. Boop Show. .com or no, where is it? We're frogpants.com/boop, and you can also watch it live at frogpants.tv at the time I just mentioned.
And if you have some indie gaming news or retro news you want to share with us, head over to the Reddit Boop Show, reddit.com/subreddit boop show. Figure it out.
Yeah,
you know how Reddit works.
boopshow.reddit.com. That's how you can go there.
There you go.
Brian, take it easy.
I'm covered in fecal matter.
Pound sand and get stuffed. All right, he's out.
Ew. By the way, there is a 10 a.m. or I'm sorry, 11 a.m. our time today is the WWDC keynote.
Oh, is that today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder what the big push will be.
It'll be iOS 15, iPadOS 15. They'll be talking probably not new hardware as much as just.
Oh yeah, they're done with hardware talk for now. I think. I mean, they may have some, you know, M1. You know, whatever.
But right. Yep.
Yeah, but I doubt they're going to, like, we're not going to get hardware announcements for pros or anything.
No.
Not quite yet. Or whatever.
So I don't know if it's worth us live streaming it, but.
Probably not. But I do want, I can tell you, I want, what do I want? I want something. Oh, I want them to hurry up with my, I made a, you know, you make business purchases. I rely greatly on art tablets, and the last couple of years, the iPad Pro has been kind of the go-to for me. And my iPad Pro M1 was ordered the same day as Brian's, and he already got his, and mine's not here till July 1st. So I can't figure out what happened. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's unfair. It totally is unfair that I'm sitting here with this gorgeous.
Oh, look at that thing.
iPad.
Look at it oozing power through the air at me.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Space gray.
I hope today they announce that they're lifting that 5 5 gigabyte limit on RAM usage or whatever it is. They got some weird like legacy RAM lock that they used for older devices. And really? Once they lift that in this new chip environment, it will give you like, I mean, unlimited layers in Procreate. Like you just got to open the floodgates, man. Get in there.
I haven't even played with Procreate on this thing yet. I need to play with it because I dig Procreate.
Procreate's the best. It is the tool du jour right now.
Yeah.
Although I would say, what's the other one? The one that used to be called Anime Studio and they changed it. Now everyone uses it for like comics and stuff. Can't think of the name. Anyway,
I don't know.
That one's also very good, except it's a subscription thing. So there's that. Also, the Affinity Photo version of on the iPad is very good. What I'm saying is save your money on Adobe. There's better stuff right now.
All right.
Okay. Let's do one news story. How's that sound?
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. I'm going to do this.
I don't watch the news.
It's the news, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by HeartCrate. Check them out at HeartCrate.org. And stay tuned. Later on in the show, we're going to tell you about an event coming up here. If you're in Denver or the Denver area, a HeartCrate event this weekend that you can attend.
Very very nice.
Yes.
All right. The man who shot Reagan. You remember that dude?
He shot Liberty Valley. Yeah, it's, nobody knows that song. Yeah, I remember. I remember the guy who shot Reagan. And he also hit... he hit somebody in the head. Who was it? I was home from school sick that day.
I don't know. He hit someone in the head? I didn't know about that part.
Yeah, like another person who was with
Oh, who
Reagan
shot him. That was...
Yeah.
That was the guy that went on to do tons of gun legislation, lobbying and stuff.
Brady.
The Brady Bill, okay, all that stuff. Yeah.
This was the guy also that was the reason that the greatest American hero had to change his name in the third season from Hinckley to Mr. Henley.
That's right, because he was John Hinckley in that.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Well, John Warnock Hinckley Jr., his full name.
Warnock!
He has spent 35 years in a psychiatric hospital after shooting President Reagan in 81. CNN's Jean Cartier's had the latest on Hinckley's new YouTube channel. So apparently you can run a YouTube channel from the psychiatric hospital that he is in. And
really?
He makes music. Yeah. I'm trying to find... Here, let's see. YouTube... John
Hinckley. What is up, YouTube? It's your boy, John Hinckley.
John Hinckley. Let's see if I can find it.
Still pining for Jodie Foster.
Oh, here it is. Okay. So I'm going to play some of this.
Yeah.
He looks a little not like he used to. Whatever. We all age.
We all age.
But here he is. This is in that hospital. It seems like it has decent digs. He's got a big red blanket thing in the background. But anyway, here he is, John Hinckley singing.
Hello, everybody. This is a song that was made popular by the Everly Brothers.
It's John Hinckley singing songs with a guitar, everybody. That's his thing.
John Hinckley, don't look for that one on Coverville anytime soon.
No. I'm trying to find... Oh, Tambourine Man. We know that song. Let's see.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see how this one goes.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to say that I'm...
Here we go. All right.
And there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
I mean, you know, I shot...
Well, I give it 2 thumbs down.
I shot the president, and now I play guitar on YouTube, so...
I shot the president, but I didn't...
You know what I want to call out real quick?
Does he take requests? Can we do requests?
He might be interested in that. I wanted to call out something Brian did earlier, because I think it's amazing. He knows that we have probably a couple of 75 to 80-year-old listeners, probably. And so when he's sang that Liberty Valance song, you know,
That
was nice. Yeah. You just gave a little bone to the older set to say, look, we know, we see you. We know
I'm
you're
glad
here.
You recognize that too.
Yeah. I mean, I only know it because I had to watch it for something. What was it? Oh, with Tom, current geek thing.
Oh, for autopilot or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember what it was for. But But yeah, I'm barely aware of it.
It's such a catchy song.
What? Lemonade, I need to promote fewer mentally ill folk. Why? We're not promoting anyone. We're just talking about... That's a newsworthy thing that John Hinckley is making
music.
We're
promoting John Hinckley Jr. With, you know,
it's not promoting anything.
But okay, Lemonade, name another one.
Yeah, give us another one, Lemonade. Give us one.
Oh, I guess we did talk about Trump's blog. All right, that's two.
That's already gone. Did you hear his reasons why it's gone? His reason is that no one read it. Well, yeah. Right. I thought it was supposed to change the world. It was supposed to be the next hot thing in social media. It turned out to be a blog he only ran for a month.
I lasted only slightly longer on Substack than the former president of the United States of America did for his blog.
Yeah, that went real good. Also, this thing about him wearing his pants backwards the other day, he did not wear his pants backwards. He's wearing... this sounds like I'm defending him. I'm not. He has a huge diaper up front, and he's wearing pants that are made to hold that diaper. So go make fun of that side. Although there are people with incontinence I don't want to make fun of in this world, but he wasn't wearing his pants backwards. Like, I'm all for making fun of Trump. Trust me.
Sure.
But make sure we're, you know, don't make shit up. That's what they do. That's what he does. Like, make it be real. Like, you know. Tally says, don't kink shame. It could be a kink. I don't know. He's wearing the diaper for other reasons. I don't know. I know some people are into that diaper thing.
Who knows? Maybe he's just trying to stuff so much stuff into the front of his pants that, you know, to impress Melania.
Melania.
Well, takes a lot to impress her these days. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll spend some time with Bill. He made something super rad, and I can't wait to talk about it. And then major spoilers, a little Steven time. Looking forward to that as well. Before all that, though, Brian, please a song.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Especially if you are a 90s Britpop fan like me. Love 90s Britpop. We're going to Sweden for this one. Big thanks to Earshot Media for sending it along. It's an indie rock band called Amanet. A-M-A-U-N-E-T. Amanet. Hey. You looking for this song? Don't worry, I'm on it. They're releasing their brand new mini album called While I'm Living. You're going to have to wait a while. It's not coming out till October 22nd of this year on Lovely Records. However, they're releasing some of the songs early. Six cuts on the album inspired by alternative rock bands from the aughts like The Strokes and Kings of Leon, but also 90s Britpop bands like Oasis, Blur, things like that. These aren't covers. These are just kind of inspired by them. The brand new single is called When You Come By. Here is Amanet.
Head high. I'm a social media influencer, and I'm in outer space.
You can at least tell me your name, you cold bitch!
The Morning Stream. Better than a straw tart blue blowberry pop tart. Pop torch. Gonna take me a couple to get that one. Hang on. Better than a straw tart. This is recording, right? Let me check. Better than a straw tart. Better than a straw tart blueberry pop torch.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back.
Again, that is Amanet, AmaUnet, Swedish band, and the song is called When You Come By.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Although I didn't hear it yet, but I will later because I listen to Brian's songs when he sends them over.
Cool.
For you at home, you did hear it, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm clicking all the wrong buttons. Here we go. Bill Duran, everyone. Punished Props. Oh, yeah, baby.
Clicking for love in all the
wrong places. Oh, we're playing all the old hits today.
We really are, yeah. We're making sure that no matter what old age you are, there's a song in here for you, for everyone.
That's right. Enjoy this intro for Bill.
Your bat cave's open there, Bill.
Bill Duran joins us from the Pacific Northwest and the home, the headquarters, if you will, of punishedprops.com. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It is lovely and overcast here today. Oh, I'm a fan of it. It was in the 80s last week and too warm.
Oh.
Too warm for us soft Seattle people.
Yeah, y'all aren't used to that kind of weather. Brian and I were like 90-something last week.
Yeah, we had crazy, and it's supposed to get hot again today.
Yep, and we're having a drought. Our governor famously a couple of days ago asked for the entire state to pray for rain. Mm-hmm. And the ensuing ridicule from the rest of the country was expected, at least in my mind. I'm pretty sure I expected to hear that. And I'd just like to remind him that, if you are religious, God helps those who helps themselves, number one. And number two, that might mean, I don't know, conservation strategies. Maybe take a look at our reservoirs and decide maybe where you're going to move stuff around. And then talk to some scientists and also maybe talk to the public about conserving water. Maybe they can water it every other day. I guess I'm not the governor, but these are practical solutions.
No, pray for rain.
No.
Come on, everybody, pray for rain.
Because if I was God, I'd be up there going, okay, freaking.
Send your hopes and prayers to rain.
Boom.
Courtesy of mother@nature.com.
Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Deeds in action, deeds in action. All right. Bill, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. We're going to talk about, people are really super obsessed with a game came out a little while ago that was an indie sensation, huge hit. They've made millions and millions of dollars already. The game is called Valheim, and you made a prop. I can't wait to hear about this, so tell us about it.
I did, yeah. So you guys know most of the stuff we make is inspired by whatever video games we're playing, and we continue to play a lot of Valheim. In fact, we've already beat everything that's available once. They're still adding stuff, but Brittany and I already played through everything they had, and then we convinced April to start playing so that we could jump in her game and play it again.
Of course,
so we're playing through it a second time with April, and the last time we jumped in the game, Brittany said we should just start this game over again. So we're pretty stuck on this game. It's great. We're having a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty rad. Now, this shot I got, I'm putting up a picture of you holding this thing up. It's, you know, some kind of mace thing, which you can explain to us. But what I was going to say before we even get started, Valheim famous for doing something that I really respect about it. And that is, gameplay aside and, you know, whether you're into survival type genre stuff or not, all of that aside, they went with one of the strangest sort of stylistic choices of a really low res sort of almost PlayStation 1 kind of quality to the character modeling and some of the world stuff, but with lighting effects and shaders and things that I would consider to be modern, very modern. And the resulting combination is one of the coolest looking games on the market. It is such a rad combo. And I would have never thought this, because I think that era, that PS1 era of really jittery, ugly, low poly textures and, you know, that sort of thing was a stepping stone of the past. We were never going to have to revisit it. It was an awkward time where we had to, you know, it was puberty for 3D games, basically, is what that was. But somehow they figured out a way to go, we can make that look cool again. And they do it in stride. Like, it's so rad.
Yeah.
And this prop immediately jumped out at me as you capturing that somehow. And so I have to ask, did you mean to do that?
Because if you're making a prop, right, you have to decide. Let's say I'm making a Minecraft prop. The texture is extremely low res. And if I was painting it like with a paintbrush, I'd have to paint little pixels, right? Squares. Mm-hmm. Right. And people do that. And I made a Minecraft pickaxe a while back. And that's exactly what I did. I painted little squares to replicate the texture. Mm-hmm. Now, Valheim's a little higher res texture than like Minecraft. But again, I had to make that decision. Do I make it one for one, make it exactly like it looks in the video game, or do I make it look like a real mace? Which, honestly, is actually a little easier.
Sure.
I don't have to paint tiny little squares, little pixels right. on everything.
Right.
So it's a balancing act. In this case, I thought that making it look more, quote, real would feel better. And I really like how it turned out.
It turned out awesome. Is there any lighting in that thing, or is it just a color or whatever I'm trying to say? Like, there's no LEDs inside of those sparks.
In the game, it does look like it glows a little bit. However, the paint that we use, the coloring we use on the spikes, I did mix in some glow powder.
Oh, that's cool.
Of course, we have a video. Actually, I didn't even check if the video is live yet. We have a video going up today.
It's not on the website, but it might be on the channel. I didn't check the channel, so it's entirely. Oop. It might be up there.
But at the end of the video, we do show the glowing effect. It's not terribly impressive, but we did give it a shot.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. It looks really cool. Did you finish it and go, hey, there's a lot of stuff in Valheim. We could keep going. Like, are you going to make more? I guess is what I'm asking.
I don't know. There are a few things that I do really enjoy from the game that I want to make, but I'm not sure. This one was the obvious one. I got it. It's big and ridiculous. And I was like, I need to make this. Let me tell you a little bit about the porcupine. All right.
Hello there. It's one of the harder fellow maker.
Whoops, sorry,
welcome
that's you talking.
To...
All right, go ahead. Your video is up, by the way, confirmed.
It is not up.
It is up. I just found it. It looks like it barely went up. So I'm gonna have it on in the background. Sorry, go ahead.
Fabulous. So it's this giant mace. It's one of the harder things to make. You have to kill a lot of death skeetos, which are some of the more annoying enemies in the game. Anyone who's played and who has ventured too near to the plains and got killed by a death skeeto, you know what they're about.
Sure.
We made ours using. I found it a metal tube. Don't know what it was from, but a really thin walled metal tube for the handle. And I covered all that in foam to be able to add details to it and carve in like the wood texture and everything.
Yeah.
And then what's cool is that head of the mace, not the spikes, but just the head that the spikes are attached to. That's the same exact pattern that we made for our Game of Thrones egg that we also used for the mini nuke from Fallout 4. So that's the third time we've used that pattern, and I'm pretty stoked about it. It was pretty much like the right size and shape and everything.
Oh, that's great. They're getting reuse out of your previous patterns is always a sign of, I don't know, efficiency, I guess? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. We've made like basic patterns in the past. Like I have a basic shield, like a domed round shield pattern that's useful for many, many things. And this egg one turns out is like the most useful. I've used it on 3 projects already.
Nice. Very cool.
The spikes, there were 36 of them. We made them all out of foam, so they're not rigid and they're not dangerous. But we coated them in a urethane rubber. And what's cool is this rubber is a liquid. You mix it together and then you can put pigments in there. So the green and sort of white on the spikes are actually a pigment that's mixed in with the rubber and then brushed on. And then you let it cure. We put, I think, 3 layers on there, and the spikes are now flexible, but really, really durable. It's like they're rubbery.
Mm.
And you can bonk someone on the head. It's not going to kill them.
So it's like a rubber rubber outside with an inside, with a foam core, basically.
Exactly, flexible foam core. So they can bend and everything. so that it is difficult to put it down, but it's not going to hurt anyone, which is great.
Right.
It also makes an awesome sound when you swing it through the air, like all those spikes. Whoosh,
you have it?
The
do you have it there? Can you do a thing? Can you?
It's downstairs. Oh, I don't have it right here. I'll simulate it. Ready?
All right. Whoa! Theater of the mind. I'm gonna go edit out the part where we talked about it and just pretend you did it. Oh wait, I have to edit that part out. Oh, I have to edit that part out. Oh no, I have to edit the whole thing. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
So I had to build a stand just to hold the mace upright while I was working on it. And then the painting was really simple. There's just a wood texture, wood looking part, and a metal looking part, and I just painted those all by hand.
Wow. It turned out great. It looks really, really cool. Let me ask you this. In the game, the weapon, well, all the weapons in the game famously mount in your, you know, your home.
Yes.
Your castle or whatever you're going to build. Any chance you're going to do that here?
That's an awesome idea. But like the...
I think polygonally, so something that's going on polygonally in the game is those... There's some clipping going on behind the mace, so it's going through the wall, which wouldn't work, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So in the game, the head of the mace is right up against the wall, and the spikes just clip through it. If I hung that up in my wall, some of the spikes would be like 18 inches away from the wall. It just takes up so much room. It's really awkward, but...
Yeah,
I do need to find a place for it now, though. Yeah. I might have to like stick it on the roof of my house like a weather vane.
Oh,
I think
that's
that might
cool.
be the best place for it.
Yeah, no one will wonder what's wrong with the Durans.
Right?
Fine over there. Well, cool. It's a really looks like a really fun build, and you know, this is a game. This is weird. I have a weird relationship with this game because I have like this gigantic amount of respect for it, but I actually don't enjoy playing it. And it's not about this game. It's the genre. That this game is in just never holds me. I just can't do the whole chop the trees, then do the thing, and then make the stuff, and then just not my jam. But I love like all the stuff around it, and it's nice to see, you know, I mean, obviously you've got a fandom going here and you've built a thing around it, but
oh yeah,
you're not alone. There's a lot of Valheim love out there right now, so you know.
Yeah, and I will say there are a lot of things in the game that are a big time sink. For me, that's been a very comfortable thing to do, especially during the pandemic. Why not just sit down and farm iron for a little while?
Right.
I mean, when I played World of Warcraft, I was the guild herbalist and alchemist, so I would spend like an hour every day farming dream foil. That's kind of, I'm into that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a really good point. If you're already sort of into professions in games like that, that game's a no-brainer. I think that's why it appeals to so many WoW players is there's a lot of that in there, and there's kind of, I don't know, it feels like, hey, what if WoW was more about building stuff and slightly less about killing things and whatever.
I bet I could run through the Eastern Plague Lands and I would know where all the dream foil locations still are.
Yeah.
I did that so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and they never did randomize them, so you
No, it's the same
same place every time.
They all were.
Well, very cool. People should go check this out. The entirety of it is up on the site now or up on the channel right now. So go to Punish Props on YouTube and find it. Bill, any tail end links for us this week?
Yeah, got a good video. Bobby Duke dropped a fun video. He's always so much fun. He made a tiny hammer out of a rusty bolt.
Look at that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and there was some fun thing in the process of making his tiny hammer. He realized he needed more tools to make the tiny hammer, so he had to make more tiny tools. It's one of those videos that's really clever the way it progresses.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I want that tiny hammer, like now. Is my daughter still watching? She loves tiny stuff. She was in the chat earlier. Carter, if you're still watching, go find that, because look at that. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wow, he's big on, like, the first-person perspective, close-up view.
Yeah. He does a lot of creative stuff with the way he makes his videos, and I enjoy it very much.
Carter says she's seen it. She loves tiny stuff. That is really cool.
A tiny anvil.
I cannot believe that was that, and now it's that.
Right?
That's just a mind-boggler.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a genius and deserves every view he gets.
No kidding.
All right. Well, very nice as always. Build around punishprops.com and the Punish Props channel up on YouTube. Go check it out if you haven't already. We'll do more making things with Bill next Monday. Bill, have a fantastic week.
Hulu.
See you later.
See ya.
Very nice. dude, I want that hammer. I want that little hammer. But I don't have the. I don't have the.
Look at that.
I don't have the patience. I couldn't do this.
So it looks like he just made the head. So the body of the hammer still is wood, and he's just made the head out of that bolt, which is even more impressive that he like made a separate metal. Oh my god, this thing is cool. If you go to 4 minutes and 40, like 30 seconds in this video, it's really cool.
He made a tiny paintbrush to paint it. Like,
wow.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's really cool. Yeah.
All right, we'll take that, Bill. I'm not watching your channel anymore. I'm watching this guy.
Yeah, a little screwdriver.
That's amazing. All right, go check that out if you want to see more. We're now going to switch gears a little bit, and Steven will be entering the fray. At least that is my understanding. Here we go. Let's bring him in. Let's have some fun. Right. Let's play this.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
All the way from the sweeping plains of Hayes, Kansas, comes one Steven Schleicher, purveyor of all things major spoilers. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, that's weird.
Hey, Steven, are you coming in kind of weird?
Yeah,
kinda
weird. Real weird.
Yeah. Low volume.
Or far away or muffled. Maybe you're...
Low volume, not a fan.
It's, yeah, I don't know what it is. Weird.
Okay. Nope, not any better.
No, I can't even really hear him. Ooh, weird. Something changed. I love this because I feel like I'm... So can you see the moon where you're at? Are you, when will you be landing the moon? Hey, while he's figuring this out, you see Jeff Bezos and his brother are going to go on that space trip? And
I did see them.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Like, they're gonna do their thing finally in space. So it'll be whoever was chosen by lottery. I don't know who that was. Bezos and his brother Robert or whatever his name is. I think it's Rob Bezos. And they're all going to load up in a spaceship and fly to space and go into orbit and be in space together.
I've not heard about this. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Is that any better?
No. I mean, it sounds like you're in a car.
Yeah, I am in a car.
Oh, that's why things are weird. You're fine the way you are. I can hear you now.
We can do this.
Yeah, the words are enunciatable. So if you're in a car, this is totally fine.
Words are enunciated
slowly and clearly.
Yes, you can. You sound great. What's the occasion? You got an appointment or something? What's going on?
No, my son has his summer soccer program, and so this time it's time to pick him up from practice.
Gotcha. Totally understand. I don't know if we want to bring this up or not, but let's just say that me, Steven, and Brian are all men of a certain age. And
yes.
Sometimes you got to go do what your doctor says, which is they recommend a lot of preventative stuff. They say, hey, you know, you're at the time. Yeah. You should get things checked out. So you went and got a colonoscopy. And
yes.
No funny video, no audio, nothing. You just came right out of it like it was
sorry,
nothing.
Sorry, man. I went in and they were playing, Animals, House of the Rising Sun. They're like, oh, we've got some good music today. And here comes the good stuff, which is like key, you know, coding for that propofol, whatever they used to kill Michael Jackson.
Right.
And next thing I know, I'm out of it. And I'm like, oh, you guys were playing a lot of CCR during that session. And they're like, yep. And 10 minutes later, I was up and ready to get dressed and out of there.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
It does wear off quick once you get past the initial like, oh, Twitter lied moment. It kicks in and you're okay.
I had no funny stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Tina's getting hers Friday, and I still hear that the worst part of it is just the preparation for it, the drinking.
Oh, it's
literally
the worst.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the worst, dude. You basically
wipes are your friend.
You basically give yourself the laser squirts for a whole night. On purpose, mm-hmm. and you don't mm-hmm. eat anything, yeah. and you're starving, and it's mm-hmm. like you're sick. You made yourself sick. It's the worst.
Yeah, I need to schedule mine. I'm of a certain age. Yeah. I need to schedule mine.
Get it done. Yeah. Get it done. I think Tom Merritt just did his a couple of weeks ago. So
yeah. Get in there. Get the job. Get the rim job they give you. It's good. Get in there. All right.
Well, the good thing is if there's no problems, you don't have to do it again for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right. Right. You're right. Well, in my case. 5 because I did it 5 years before most people did because of reasons. So now I got to go in like 3 years, I got to go in again or something. Anyway, doesn't matter. The important part is get your bum checked. All right. Hey, Steven, let's get to a couple of things here happening on Major Spoilers. For example, you carried the story about Spider-Woman into the Spider-Verse. What? We're getting Spider-Woman in the sequel? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Issa Rae, who's a producer, director, actor, has been cast to play Spider-Woman in the upcoming sequel to the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the greatest Spider-Man movie of all time.
It truly is. The one from the show, the HBO show.
The HBO show, yeah, The Insecure, which Tina and I binged all three seasons. We binged the whole series and loved it. She is hilarious,
she's
great. She's going to make a great Jessica Drew.
I think that's going to be really cool to see that on the even in animated form. But I think that if it does what it did with Spider-Gwen, it should elevate the character even higher and get a lot more people paying attention to that character.
Yeah, for sure. You got her joining the cast, which will include Haley Steinfeld coming back as Gwen Stacy. She'll always be True Grit girl for me. let's see, Shemek Moore as the main hero, Miles Morales, and who else? Justin K. Thompson is directing.
Do we have any of the, we haven't heard anything about Spider-Ham, John Mulaney, or any
No,
of
haven't heard Nicolas anything Cage. About those. Mm, no, haven't okay. heard about them, but I'm wondering if we won't see Spider-Man 2099.
Oh, yeah, since we got the teaser, make sense for sure.
Oh, right. I forgot they did that at the end.
The stinger.
The pointing at each other thing and all that. That was great.
Yes, that was great.
That was really good. Well, we'll see what they do. Same studio, and a couple of the producers and writers were involved with that. Mitchell
versus three directors on this thing.
Yeah, you're right. Three total directors, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Joaquin DeSantos, Kemp Powers, and Justin K. Thompson, with Phil Lord and Christopher Miller credited as writers on the screenplay, along with David Callum. I'm looking forward to this because you're right. It is the best Spider-Man movie. It's awesome. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. It may still be my favorite. It's right up there with my favorite Marvel at all movie. I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say it's either in the one or two spot for the greatest Marvel movie of all time.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And then Jupiter's Legacy. So two things on this. I didn't know it was based on a comic. I thought it was just Netflix going, hey, we can do a pissed off hero problem.
Boys,
thing.
Yeah, we can make the Boys too.
Yeah, we can do that. We can Watchmen as good as anybody can. You know, like that whole thing. But it's not. It's based on a series, I guess, of comics, which I haven't
from
read.
From Mark Miller,
right?
Mark Miller made a deal with Netflix. I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, where he basically sold his entire Millerverse catalog to them to adapt whatever into Netflix properties, and Jupiter's Legacy was one of those.
Do you know if the Kick-Ass stuff, which is also Miller, is it?
I mean, it's not part of the Netflix.
Okay, deal. It's not part of the deal. All right. I wondered if maybe they could do more of those or reboot it as a series or something, but it sounds like not. He is the author of The Boys. Yeah. Or is that Garth Ennis?
No, that's Garth Ennis.
Oh, that's Garth Ennis. Okay. Getting my angry British writers mixed up. Well, anyway, the point is it's not coming back to Netflix.
No.
Why? What happened?
It's interesting because, I mean, I liked it. A lot of people didn't. It was fairly mixed. The ratings were fairly high the first week that Jupiter's Legacy came out on Netflix. But then the second week, it apparently dropped off completely. And Netflix said, well, this is a really expensive show that we did, $100 million or something for the show, maybe more. And they said, we're not going to renew it. So they told the cast that they have been released from their contracts and are free to go and seek other jobs, which is pretty much the signal that this show is not coming back.
It's got that heartthrob Josh Duhamel in it.
That's right.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
One of the cool things about it is, you know, it takes place both in the present and the past. Mm-hmm. And for the present, they have to put a ton of makeup on the actors to make them look old, the male actors. But then when they do the younger sequences, the female actor, they had to put a ton of makeup on her to make her look younger. Mm. It was a really kind of weird flip on that aging process.
That is weird. It's usually the other way. You're right.
Yeah.
So let me, something, it feels like we're getting at a saturation point for the Watchmen, the Boys, the Invincible, like this concept of heroes, but what if they were dicks or whatever, you know, that kind of
pissed
whole concept.
Off. Yeah.
It feels go ahead.
I mean, this really kicked off with, you know, the Dark Knight Returns in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And that angry hero has been around ever since. And I don't know if we've reached a saturation point for that. I don't even think we've reached a saturation point for comic book adaptation stuff, especially in the superhero genre. There's so much of it, and there's so much of it that you can dive into that that I think we're going to see this for still decades to come.
Right. You're probably right. I think it'll probably stick around, but it does just feels like lately it's like a lot of these series and they're all super edgy and rated R and all that. Or I guess not rated R because there's no TV rating for rated R, but you know what I mean? They're all mature or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do, the one that I've always wanted to see, and it just never seems to happen, and I don't know if it's because IDW doesn't have the same reach or the connections or whatever, but in, what, not Inconceivable, what's it called?
Invincible?
Oh, you're talking about, no, you're talking about Boom Studios.
Oh, it's Boom.
With Mark Waid's, not Incorruptible, but...
Incorruptible was the second...
Incorrigible.
Irredeemable.
Irredeemable.
Yeah.
Irredeemable is of the ones I've, like, read the comics from, that's my favorite. I love...
Yeah, that one's pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I would give... Well, I would watch that, is what I'm saying. And I don't know why that one doesn't get made. So if you're going to Jupiter Ascending, go for it. Make that.
That's a complicated thing because at the time, Mark Waid was working for Boom Studios and he was their head editor of Boom. And that's when he was doing that series. Then Boom got a partial buyout by 20th Century Fox. And so technically... Disney now owns a big chunk of Boom Studios.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if that may be one of the reasons why they're hesitating on that.
Yeah.
But Boom Studios, I think, is owned by Disney, like 30% owned by Disney.
They should sell them to Zoom. Then they would be Zoom Boom. Or Boom Zoom.
Well, they do have their middle age or their YA line is Boom Box.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
That's lame. I don't like that. Speaking of that, or speaking of like darker stuff, I've been reading the Black Label run of, can't remember the guy's name. I love his art. Can't remember his name. Anyway, wrote
Capullo?
No, not Capullo. It's the new, I don't even know if it's new, but it's the White Knight stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Who is that? That's not Jock, is it?
No. Alonzo. Can't remember his name. I am so digging that series. It is awesome. The art in there, I swear that dude was born to draw Batman. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this comic, Batman's got like a flipped up collar thing that's kind of part of his cape. In real life or in a live action movie, that would look stupid as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this comic, it is so badass. It is such cool art. I love it. I can't think of the guy's name, but if anyone out there has DC Infinite and are reading anything, that's a series to check out. It's very...
Yeah, that's
very
a pretty interesting one. That one... Let's see. I'm betting you're reading the first volume. There is a second volume after that.
Yeah, I'm just getting started.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, just getting started. I'm pretty excited to dig through it. It's just an interesting new villain. I like when they do that in the Batman universe. Mm-hmm. And man, I fall off of everything except these DC stories. I think are so good in there right now. There's so much good stuff. I just can't get enough of it.
Definitely, if you're into more aggressive superhero stuff like you see in Jupiter's Legacy or The Boys or that kind of stuff, the DC Black Label line really has a lot more mature content in it.
Yeah.
So you will see a little bit harsher language. You might see a little bit more sexual situations. And so you might even see Batman's wiener if you look close enough some of those books.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're doing over at the DC Black Label line.
There was I can't remember what the book was. It had really gritty art, and that was one of the ones where you just get the little curve of Batman's wiener.
Well, no. In the original release, you got to see the Bat-Wang, and then they had to go back in and censor it because the editorial were like, oh, you can see too much. You need to cover that up.
So really?
They shaded it and only gave it a little bit of a glimpse of it.
Oh, wow. All right. I didn't know that. Yeah, Black Label has been great. Harleen, I guess they called it, was fantastic. Oh my gosh, so good. Anyway, y'all ought to be reading DC. It's their top of their game right now. What else? That's it. Anything else going on around your world you want the fine folks to
know? I don't know. Brian may have an announcement if he hasn't already made that announcement.
I've made the announcement, but I'm going to make it again. Yeah, Steven Schleicher is just one of our contestants, players for our playthrough of Demeo. Do you know how it's pronounced, Steven?
I just call it Demeo.
Demeo. Yeah, I like that. Demi Moore. We're going to be playing that 7 p.m. Saturday night. Me, Scott, Brian Dunaway, Steven Schleicher, and Nicole Spagnolo, each playing a different class, going through that weird tabletop in that weird basement with the weird stuff all over in the corners of the room. It's really cool. Check it out. It'll be on the Frog Pants feed of the stream at frogpants.tv.
Yep. That'll be this.
All for a good cause.
Yeah. All for a good cause. Raising money for the Alzheimer's research. So tiny.cc/CovervilleALZ2021.
Yep. I hope everybody comes out and watches. It should be a lot of fun.
Should be great.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And as always, I'm kind of thirsty. How should I handle that? What should I do for it?
Oh, definitely. I'm sitting in this hot parking lot. You need to stay hydrated.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Hey, I was looking here for those in the chat who missed the Batman series I was talking about. It's called Batman Curse of the White Knight. I just finished issue one last night and I really
Curse
liked
of the
it.
White Knight. Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just
God, I need to read a comic, Scott. I've been jonesing for comics.
You should read some comic. My new thing at night, and it really does. I do sleep. I have slept better since I started doing this. My new thing is get in bed. And this seems like counterintuitive, but I pull out the iPad and I read a comic.
Yeah.
And I'll get like two issues in maybe of something. And for whatever reason, I sleep like a baby right after that. It's great.
Cool.
It's very good, though. I want to say Curse of the White Knight and just White Knight are two different series. I'm not sure. That's the other thing is there's so much content here. I sometimes don't know where to start. It's like the Marvel app, same thing. I'm just like, where do I start? Yeah. But it's very good. I wish there was more. I will say this about the Marvel app. Like, if you're looking for all your normal staples, it's great. It's all there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you want something a little edgier, a little darker, a little more like they used to do, what was their label they called when they had a more mature label for
Epic?
A while? Was it Epic?
It was not Epic.
Marvel Epic? Something like that, though, right?
Yeah.
When they did that, that was awesome. And I wish they would do that more. But I feel like they're so Disney-fied now, they just are afraid to. And in DC's case, they're like, yeah, we got some stuff.
Oh, Vertigo. That's right. Vertigo. No, DC was Vertigo.
Oh, yeah, DC is Vertigo. They're now Black Label, but it used to be Vertigo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vertigo's DC. And all the Vertigo stuff's in here as well. And also the artist and writer I was talking about is Sean Murphy. His art is so cool. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Just want to draw like him. I want to draw like him.
Cool.
All right, that's it.
Cool.
Oh, Marvel Knights, that's it.
Marvel Knights. Well, that's still... Isn't that still a thing with, like, Daredevil and Luke Cage, that whole...
It's definitely not on the app is the problem.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I think that's where it's sanitized, and it bums me out.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm not saying everything needs to be guts and glory. I'm just saying I like my stories a little more hard-hitting.
Gritty. You want more gritty.
A little more grit. That's why I like Greenland so much. Greenland is gritty and it's hard gritty. And difficult, whereas 2012 is candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, I'm not going to go full Fury Road on Greenland, but it's close. I really liked it.
Reset.
It's your fault.
Reset the calendar.
It's your fault. You recommended it. It's your fault. Oh, you mean
no,
reset
I'm,
the
I'm saying reset the Fury Road calendar.
Yeah, we're all set on that. Don't worry about that.
You've got the animation going.
Tally, I know 2012 is a shit movie. I'm saying that it is.
Don't tell Tom Merritt, but
no, he loves
we all know.
Stuff. Yeah. In fact, you know what? He's in Hawaii, but I'm going to send him a note today. Saying
just say 2012 is shit.
I'm gonna say 2012 is shit. You need to watch Greenland, and he'll ask why, and I'll say, and I'll give him all this today. All right, don't worry.
Fair enough.
We got a Monday morning mashup to play. It's a good one. Ooh. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's based on something called, where is it? There we go. Are You In? I have a sneaky feeling about that. So anyway, here's that. Let's find out what's up.
If you take some of it, it'll make you go poo-poo.
I sent you a text of the bag.
Brian always sends me pictures of his bag.
Always like, get pictures of my bag, sack.
He'll say, does this look infected and things like that?
Is this supposed to look like this?
Yeah, and I'm happy to help. It's not a problem. I don't mind looking at your
very
bag.
Very generous of you to offer your insight on my bag.
They've been slowly growing over the last few days, and they're all fully erect now. So.
So it was Walgreens and a dude. A man hides in a Walgreens and then tunnels through the wall.
It was a Walgreens and a dude. Do you mean there was a dude in a Walgreens?
It's a dude, okay, a Walgreens. Walgreens and a dude. But
I thought you said in a dude.
He's in the Walgreens. The Walgreens is definitely not in him.
It'll be the Bait-Free News Network.
That's right. Don't come here to bait. Bait somewhere else.
Bait on your own time.
Yeah, you bet.
We're masters of the bait-free news.
Amorphalus titanium. Titanum. I don't know. I had a harder time with that second word than the first word, but not into it. I don't want to go smell a corpse.
Macaques? Maybe they are macaques. Yeah. We just wanted to say macaque.
I mean, I've been waiting all morning, finally.
Finally found an excuse.
That does look like a macaque.
Okay, well, looks like macaque got... It looks like macaque?
It looks like macaque!
Sorry, I was just slamming my skateboard against the floor because Claire's was out of purple studs. I mean, it was... He was making hand gestures mimicking a shooting, so he was trying
really
to
really specific about Claire's and purple studs. I'm a little concerned about your last mall trip. There's a scene early on in this thing where the dude's wiener is about to give up the old package there and mm-hmm. deliver it to the old egg sacker, you know?
Uh-huh.
These are all terrible ways of saying this, but...
Yeah, I'm hoping that you don't do any sort of sex education for your family. Van, read a book.
Read a book, buddy. I apologize for this. My wife is sneaking behind me because she's giving me my shot. I apologize. It just happened.
Right here, live on the show.
Are you in?
Oh,
jeez. Oh, are you in now? Holy shit, that would hurt. All right, we're good.
A gift for the audience is Scott Johnson saying, are you in? Are you in? Watch that hurt.
That was the highlight of that Tuesday. Otherwise, people were all mad. I don't know if I told you that. We had people mad about that day because, I don't know, they were mad. That's why tomorrow we're talking about documentaries with Justin. Because they were not happy about his segment.
Oh, yes, about Justin's, yes.
Uh-huh. That particular segment did not go over well.
Yeah, so. Whatever, you know.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's no, you're not always going to agree with what Justin says or even what we say for that matter.
Yeah.
And you'll always agree with what I say.
But yeah, I always agree
with everybody with you guys, yeah, for sure.
Why not? I'm bleeding. I don't know why I'm bleeding. Hold on. Let's see why we're bleeding here. Okay, that's cool. What's
did
that?
Did you prick your finger?
No, I seem to have... Well, I guess that is part of my finger. It's up high on the hand, but up by my first knuckle of my pointer finger, I have drawn blood, and I don't know why.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, I know why. Oh. Gosh dang it. I got to stop keeping X-Acto blades.
Oh, jeez.
I got to stop keeping them around here. Let's put it way over here.
Or do like this and have a plastic cover over your X-Acto blades, Scott.
Oh, man, look. If you...
Like
if
there, I... ready for action... There, safe. Put a safety on. Turn the safety on. Scott.
Ready for action. That sounds great. All right, let's move on.
Family Feud. Ready for action.
There you go, Brian. There's something going on with the Denver Nerds. You want to mention this again?
Damn right. Listen, if you are in the Denver area, have I got a thing for you? Do you like video games? Do you like arcades?
Yeah, I love them.
Well, come to Quarters in Longmont. Is that the perfect name for a cool arcade? It's right there on Main Street, Quarters in Longmont. The Heart Crate guys are going to be there doing a box building event, assembling boxes for kids who have been pulled from abusive or neglectful living situations. These guys, heartcrate.org, these guys make custom crates. It's not just your loot crate like, oh, you're going to get a Goosebumps t-shirt and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle paperweight and all that stuff. No, these guys find out what the kids want, and then they give them a box full of the things that the kids like so that they can take it with them wherever they want, right? So, like, if they, you know, when they get put into a temporary place or find their forever home, that box goes with them, and they've always got their stuff. That is heartcrate.org. These guys are doing such great work, and I think because we're not recording a show Saturday morning, I might be up there, too, helping out. Helping assemble those crates for kids.
Wait, are we not doing are we not doing a show Saturday? I thought we were. Are we not doing
we're recording Sunday morning.
Oh.
Alien and a Half is
sorry.
What we're going to be
my bad.
Recording.
I think I knew this, and then I didn't. Now I know
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. Now you know it. And now you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, these guys are awesome. And if you want to find out more about them, go to heartcrate.org. And if you live in the Denver area and want to come up there and help out, then find Heart Crate on Facebook and let them know you're coming. We'll make some room for you, and I'll play a game of four-person Pac-Man against you.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I love that four-person Pac-Man.
I do, too.
Blast.
It's a totally new game.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, very cool. Just when you thought I had my calendar all worked out this week, I screwed up that time. I'll get him.
Oh, no. Okay.
Everything's all left up. But
that's
it's all good. Sunday's good. We're good. I'm in. We got it. Alien and then a freaking bonus, guys. That's how that's going to go.
Freaking bonus.
That's it for today's show. I would like to remind you that it is early in the month of June, which means perfect time to hop on board the plane of happiness and join our Patreon, patreon.com/TMS.
If you want Brian and Scott to continue to keep the show alive and our lights on and our food on our table, then please help
and
out.
And our lights on our food.
On our food. Yeah, always have lit food.
Oh. I have four lights on my food.
I don't trust a place except for the place that you had us go for the midnight dining thing. Where you...
not midnight. It was just completely dark dining in the dark dining.
Was that
Vegas,
what it was called? What was it called, though? It was called...
I can't remember. What it was dining in the dark? Dining called?
Blackout.
Lights out. Lights out.
Lights out. So if you're doing that, that's different, right? But like normal restaurant, if you're too dark in there, I can't see your food, I don't trust you. So watch your food with the light on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, blackout. Blackout dining in the dark. I wonder if it's still around.
I don't know.
They are still around. I had somebody on Twitter asking me if this place was still in business. Dineblackout.com.
How do you know if they're doing, like during the worst of COVID, how do you know they did anything they were supposed to? Because the lights are always out.
Sure, I'm wearing a mask. You just can't see it. I'm 6 feet away from you, serving you your food.
That's right. We wash this table at between each and every meal thoroughly. No way to tell. Yeah. Well, anyway.
That place was so much fun.
That was a blast. I had a blast.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, it's frogpants.com/TMS. And now we'll leave you with a song that Brian has prepared.
I have prepared a song for Old Man Quill, Trey from Memphis, who wrote in and said, "Hey there, Scott and Brian. 2021 was a crazy decade. I work in support for Apple, and over the last 18 months, I went from a small niche department supporting home networking and streaming equipment, which was totally slammed all COVID long, of course, to supervising this department of about 200 people. In the last few months, our department was expanded, and now I'm supervising about 4,000 advisors, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, is quite overwhelming. Well, my time has finally come. I'm getting beamed up. I just added that part. I'm going corporate and going to be working out of the big ring in Cupertino."
Whoa, that's nice. Awesome.
This is my lifetime dream to work out of the home office, and at 28, it feels amazing. Before this transition, I'll be driving 12 hours from Memphis to go visit my newborn godson in Michigan and taking a well-deserved week off of work and seeing my best friend in the world. 2021 is looking up. My song request is a bit of a joke, and if neither are possible, by the way, neither of them were, then a cover of Gaston's song would be fantastic. Peace and chicken grease, Trey from Memphis.
That's awesome. I'm super stoked about his job. That's great. Want to tour that ring, let alone work in there.
I so want a tour. Yes, yeah. I know. When you get in there, let me know if I can get a tour, man, because I really want to see what the spaceship, the big bundt cake, apple bundt cake is like on the inside.
Heck yeah.
I really want to know if Tim Apple walks around onto the roof telling us about his new perks. Anyway, so your second request was Gaston. I've got a cover of that song from Beauty and the Beast. It's performed by Jonathan Young and Brady Scott, and this thing is heavy metal up the wazoo. Ooh. Here is Gaston by Jonathan Young.
That's right, where I like my heavy metal. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more TMS. We'll see you then.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And it's not very hard to see why. No. Side they prefer to be on. No. No!
biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right, and every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like a star, matches wits like a star. In a spinning match, nobody spits like a star.
I'm especially good at exaggerating.
10 points for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large.
Oh, wow.
And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a
bear. That's a lot of eggs.
No.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I'm not crying, fool. Me crying? No way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.